This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't click on links or attachments that you don't recognize. How many times have you been told that by the IT shop at the office? Lots, right? Phishing attacks are the concern here. Malware or hacking that could lead to no good at all. And yet sometimes the temptation to click is just too great, which is part of why Lily Hay Newman, who covers security for Wired, handed over both her work and personal emails to a company called PhishMe that simulates phishing scams as a way to train people on what not to click on. And she told them to have at it. We got her on Skype. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you do this? Was this just like experiential reporting or what?
Yeah, you know, glutton for punishment, that type of thing. I think the truth is we're all sort of in one of these simulations all the time. And I hate to say that, but I wanted to just sort of take it to a logical extreme and learn a little more about what that's like.
How did it go for you then? I mean, you wake up, you check your email, as we all do. And what was the paranoia like, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, it was real. Every morning I would look at my emails and just have this really heightened awareness, knowing this could be happening at any moment. I was very paranoid and very on edge, I think.
So did you get phished, as it were?
So my just fear about getting duped actually did end up protecting me, and I didn't download anything like a malicious attachment. But it's a mixed bag because I did open every single email they sent.
That can't be good.
Right. So in itself, I was definitely opening the door. And sometimes I would kind of suspect, like, I'm pretty sure I didn't order anything from Amazon this week. But I was
but
just compelled to look at it anyway, because I was just thinking to myself, like, what if somebody did get into my account, or what if my doctor really does have a prescription I need to fill, or, you know, whatever it is, just in spite of your better judgment, you're just so tempted.
So with the potential consequences being so high, and one need look no further than the DNC, which back during the election, that whole thing was a result of a phishing attack.
Right.
What is one to do?
Yeah, so I think awareness is helpful. There is a healthy dose of paranoia without getting too tinfoil hat that actually does help, because a lot of phishing experts talk about following your gut. If something feels weird, not to push through and ignore it, because really phishers are generally trying to create a sense of urgency, or the free airline tickets are only available for the next 100 people, you know, something like that. And that can really work. You know, it's funny, but it just exploits something that's in all of us. So I think that there is a way you can help yourself by any time you're feeling that pull, taking a step back.
I actually was surprised to learn the other day, and I've worked at Marketplace for a long time, I was surprised to learn that our own company sends our own people bogus phishing things to train us not to click on bogus phishing things.
That's great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. Apparently some intern got caught the other day. I don't know. But yeah, this is an actual thing that IT departments do, and it's like an active thing.
For sure. And I think one reason it's helpful, in addition to sort of training yourself to take a second look, having mechanisms in place to report phishes is really important. If an employee doesn't know how to go about doing
right.
that, they're just not going to. But if there's a quick and easy way that they can forward something or press a button and they know what to do, even if a phish is successful, even if, you know, an attacker gets into a network, if the IT department knows about it right away, they can take action right away.
What I hear you saying is, if you get caught and you do actually click on one of these things, fess up.
Right. If you click something, say something.
Lily Hay Newman, she's a security staff writer at Wired. Lily, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.